News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
One in four Dublin home sales are now landlords exiting the rental sector. That's according to the latest residential market review from property advisors DNG, which also found that the rate of price increase seen in the capital has moderated for a third successive quarter. And Marion Finnegan, CEO of Sherry Fitzgerald, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Marion. Can you drill into this a little bit for us and explain what these types of things mean? For example, the landlords exiting, that's an issue, isn't it? And less of them coming into the market than leaving.
Yeah, we see a similar trend in terms of the landlords, and this has been ongoing really for several years now. So about one in three is what we would have reported of our vendors or landlords leaving the marketplace. And really, it's sort of a three for one position in that for every three landlords that leave, only one new landlord enters the marketplace. It's been an ongoing crisis, and it's the reason why we have rapidly rising rental inflation. And probably even more importantly, while the choice available to potential renters is very, very low. I mean, if you look back 15 years ago, there would have been 20 or 25,000 vacant properties for rent at any one time. And today that would fall down to the lowest thing, 1,000. So we've got a very, very tight market. Landlords are clearly frustrated. And this situation has probably been compounded in the last 3 years by the contraction in terms of the PRS or the large landlords in the marketplace. So for about 6 or 7 years before that, we had seen a fairly significant uptick in terms of PRS investors initially buying standing stock and reletting it. And then a further, as the cycle moved on, we saw them investing in forward funding and the development. And this was a really critical point because they were providing new accommodation into the marketplace. Rising interest rates in recent years has led to a contraction in that level of investment. Now, globally, we are beginning to see a pickup, but not to the same extent in Ireland. And that is really critically important for both our rental market, for the overall stock levels as well.
Okay. So the rental market is clearly, in terms of supply, shrinking. There's no other way to interpret those figures,
correct.
I don't think. But is it a kind of, obviously the actual housing stock is a finite amount of buildings and homes, etc. So if the rental market is shrinking, does that mean that the owner-occupied market is expanding, albeit slowly and in a small way?
Yeah, that's correct. You could definitely take that interpretation from it. So what we're seeing is when the investors leave the market, that stock is typically not repurchased by investors for a variety of reasons, typically because the property has been fixed and can only increase by a moderate amount every year. So the properties are typically put back into the market and bought by owner occupiers. But as you said, it's a very small amount of net increase.
Because the supply isn't adequate for people who want to buy houses, I suppose, either. A difficult question, perhaps. How much is government policy contributing to these trends, do you think?
In the rental sector, we would say that since rental pressure zones were introduced, the situation has become worse. And the logic behind that is that if landlords are dissatisfied with the rate of return and feel that they don't have the freedom to move out of their investment if they need to do so, that creates its own crisis. And that's what's happened here. And more recent government changes in government policy related to the rental sector has probably exacerbated the problem in the short term, in that landlords now feel if they don't sell now, that by this time next year, they will have to wait a very extended period of up to 6 years before they can sell their property. So it all feeds in. The intention from the government policy is laudable. It's to control rental inflation, but it's actually leading to a reduction in stock.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Isn't that what they actually say? The market has, in terms of the inflation rate, the houses, it's softened. So the rate of increase in house prices in Dublin has softened a little bit. What's that about? That's not a function of increased supply. Is that a function of decreased affordability?
Possibly, yes. And we're not seeing quite as dramatic a slowdown as we're reporting today's figures. We're seeing annual house price inflation in Dublin coming in at about 6.5%, whereas outside Dublin coming in at about 8%. There's a bit of an ebb and flow here. Clearly, outside of Dublin, we have much greater levels of affordability. And over the last 4 years or so, for much of that time, we've seen outside of Dublin prices rising more rapidly than Dublin, because Dublin does hit a pinch point of affordability. and it's occurred again this year. Now, there are other factors at play this year. There's obviously a little bit of softening of consumer sentiment out there, and some softening even in one of the indicators in that, which is the is now a good time to buy larger ticket items, which typically is a good indicator for housing sensitivities or confidence in the market. But it's a very modest reduction. I'd say more than likely it's as a result of a pinch point in affordability.
Okay, yeah.
We're still seeing strong price inflation there. I mean, 6.5% a year is high.
It's just softened slightly. And maybe a last question for you. You mentioned the rental pressure zones, and that's when you saw the real constriction in the rental market and that supply. Mm-hmm. Even if they are to do away with those rental pressure zones to maybe ease that constriction in rental supply, all that would happen, am I right in saying this, while supply is so tight in general, is that people would move from owner-occupier back, maybe back into rental. In effect, it's moving deck chairs on the Titanic, isn't it, without more supply?
Yeah. The big issue that we need is more supply, and that means encouraging new investors, both large-scale PRS investors, to build and provide accommodation, and smaller investors to be active in the marketplace. That's the key to success.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning, Marion Finnegan, their CEO of Sherry Fitzgerald. Clearly, Jonathan, the issues with the housing market are not going away anytime soon, are they?
No, certainly not. I'm probably going to get a bit worse before they get better again. Up next on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.